You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
Let's do it later.
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
It's Friday, people, and it's weekend Friday, long weekend Friday, which is fantastic. As Morales mentioned earlier, why am I not taking today off? Normally, I take the day off leading into the holiday, but I didn't this time.
Yeah, you dropped the ball in that.
Dropped the ball. Yeah, exactly. All right. So I didn't mention, but we should, that the Dodgers are in Tampa. Let's
go. And Tampa's really good.
Best team in baseball. And the first game is coming up in a little while, East Coast time. Noah Syndergaard is on the mound tonight. He's been awful. Versus some guy named Jalen Beeks, who doesn't look like he's been very good either. Tomorrow, Clayton Kershaw, who's been great, although his last two starts have been difficult. He didn't get out of the fifth inning in either one of those. And Dave Roberts says suffering from general body fatigue. And, of course, his mom just passed away. So hopefully Clayton can bounce back versus Tyler Glasnow, who's been hurt and is making his first start of the year really good. And then Sunday is Gavin Stone, who has been shaky in his two starts. Bergman, what were you talking about on the Blue Review today with Clinton Yates?
We talked a little bit about this and that there's kind of a built-in excuse because of those three pitchers that you just named. Syndergaard been kind of shaky. Stone's obviously been shaky. And Kershaw is just getting off the bereavement list. So you have that built-in excuse with the pitching. But the hitting has been really, really good recently. So you can expect guys to hit home runs. Hitting a home run at Tropicana, pretty easy.
Yeah.
Ball
and by
flies.
The way, the Dodgers have been great with runners in scoring position lately, too.
Yep.
Really, really solid. So they've lost three. This trip was a long one. Lost 3 out of 4 to St. Louis, took 2 out of 3 from Atlanta, and now they've got the best team in baseball. Actually, really rough schedule, if you think about it. The St. Louis series aside, Atlanta had the best record in the National League.
St. Louis, they lost 3 of 4.
Right, I'm saying, take that aside, they played the best team in the National League other than them and the best team in all of baseball back-to-back, Braves and then Rays.
The whole month of May was very, very difficult. You had the Padres in there. There's a lot of big-time teams that you had in there, and they're doing very well. They're going to walk away with a winning May when it was supposed to be one of the hardest months of the year.
Right, yes. What you were looking at, if you're the Dodgers with all the injuries they have, is just don't let May take us out of it. And instead,
right,
they've not only held water, they're going to finish with a winning record.
Yeah, they took over. They took over the division.
Hey, somebody sent me a weird question, and I don't understand it. So maybe you guys can help me with it.
Okay.
This is from Stan S. Mm-hmm. Hi, Stan.
Hey, Stan.
How many NBA players are having medical procedures done in the off season?
Well, I do not know the number. Do you know the number?
No, but
I know that.
I mean, how would anyone know?
It's possible. I mean, apparently LeBron is deciding whether or not to have
right
surgery on the torn tendon or whatever that
right
is.
So it's just a general question that, yeah, I don't know how I would, Stan, I don't know how I would get the answer to that.
Well, I know the exact number. It is 23.
Really?
Yeah.
That's just your favorite number.
It is my favorite number.
Well, it's the most popular. I mean, Michael Jordan's number. Yeah. LeBron wore it. AD wore it. A lot of guys have worn
number.
It.
I love the number
that
23.
You were born on the 23rd.
It is true. It is my lucky number. All right, so John, the finales are coming up. We mentioned Ted Lasso. It's going to be on Tuesday. Succession.
And when I say it's going to be on Tuesday, you can watch it Tuesday at 9 o'clock. It drops at midnight Wednesday.
Yeah, I'm behind on Ted. I got through the last Ted. They're very long and ponderous.
I'm enjoying it. I think they've turned the corner on that show, and
I'll
they've done
glad
really well.
When Ted moves back to Oklahoma or wherever the hell he's from.
He's from Kansas.
All right, I'm close. It's all the same place to me. Oklahoma, Kansas. So,
but there are three. There's Succession, Barry, and Ted Lasso.
Correct. So here's the question. First of all, I think it's very important for a show in terms of history to stick the landing. Like, it's really, really great when it sticks the landing.
Very few shows do.
Agree.
For example, most people didn't like the Friends finale. Most people didn't like the Seinfeld finale. Most people were confused by the Sopranos finale, the way it ended.
Yes.
The Breaking Bad finale, the penultimate episode, was the one.
It's always the one, but the finale was perfect.
Yeah, it was really good.
The finale tied everything up.
I've always said that Breaking Bad climbed like a ladder.
Yes.
Like the first season was tough to get through, but good. Second season, even better. Third season, it starts to take off like a rocket. Fourth season, unbelievable. Fifth season, just as unbelievable.
Yes.
That, to me, is a show that was like a secretariat. Started at the gate and then just blew everybody away.
Well, for a long time, I felt like, because I started watching season one because of Cranston, and I felt like I was the only person watching in season one.
Lisa almost gave up on it when, spoiler alert, if you've never seen Breaking Bad, this is...
Oh, shut up.
You know, yeah, somebody sent us a tweet the other day. Stop doing spoilers for Game of Thrones. Game of Thrones ended 5 years ago.
All over, people.
Lisa almost jumped out when Aaron Paul... they poured acid in that guy in the bathtub.
And the bathtub crashed through.
Yeah. And she said, this is too gross for me. I'm out. And I said, yeah, so many people have said it's great. Let's hang in for a couple more episodes. And we did. And it paid off.
It paid off. Yeah.
So if you made me like pick one.
Yep.
I'd probably say Breaking Bad. But most finales aren't good. Newhart had a really clever finale.
Newhart had a fantastic finale.
But that was on the second show, right? It wasn't on the first one.
Right. It was on the second show, but it referenced the first show.
Right.
Which was genius.
You guys know what the highest rated finale is, right?
MASH?
MASH,
yeah. 1983.
Now, all I remember about the MASH finale is that the colonel died, right?
I don't even remember that.
Yeah, the colonel, a plane went down and the colonel died.
MASH ended like 30 years ago.
Yeah. What was that guy's name?
Sherman Potter?
Not Sherman Potter, the other guy.
No, McLean Stevenson.
McLean Stevenson. Yeah. Didn't he die?
Oh, yeah, but that was in the middle of the series.
Oh, it was.
Yeah.
It's a weird show. I was never a big MASH
fan. Oh, I was. I thought Alan Alda was a freaking comedic
Alan Alda,
genius.
But I was not a big MASH fan. The Friends finale, I don't even remember. The Cheers finale, I don't even remember. The Seinfeld finale, I do remember. And I thought it was better than most people
when
did.
I watch it now, it holds up better. I had a party that night. I had about 20 people over to my house in the Hollywood Hills, and we all watched it in my living room. And we were all like, we thought it'd be funnier. You know, it just didn't have a lot of jokes.
Yeah, it didn't.
But
I'll tell you what.
It's hard, as the way you phrased it, it's hard to stick the landing. It just really is.
So I'll tell you one that stuck the landing. We talked about Breaking Bad. Mad Men stuck the landing.
Right.
Mad Men had Don Draper at sort of where I used to go, Esalen Institute, right, like there, and meditating, and he ended up coming up with the concept for I'd Like to Teach the World to Sing.
Right.
Which was genius.
Brilliant.
The Sopranos ending has grown on me. I now like the Sopranos ending.
But if the Sopranos happened today with the social media and everything that was going on, do you think it would have still held up like you think?
I actually think it would have played better.
I think it would have played better?
Yes.
I think people would have been so angry they would have gone on Twitter.
My power went out.
No, here's... but
a lot of people did. I was watching it at work.
Because it just goes to black. So
the debate is still, though, did he get shot and die, or was it just a normal dinner?
Yeah, he's dead.
I think he died.
I thought it was a totally normal dinner. I thought Meadow walked in, pulled the door open, she was going to see the family, everybody was gathered, AJ and those guys, and it was just going to be a normal night.
Do you remember what they were eating?
No.
Onion rings.
Onion rings. Yeah. So that ending that finale has grown on me over time. And you guys both think they died.
I did.
I think.
I heard David Chase came out and said that was his intent.
I disagree with David Chase.
Well, he wrote the show.
He wrote
so
it.
He wins.
David Chase is wrong, and here's why. By the way, I always like when you can add "and here's why" to it, because it makes you sound so authoritative. So from now on, I'm going to say "and here's why" after anything I say. Shut up, Windhorse. I have to have a why, but I'm going to say "and here's why." Ireland, you're very good at "and here's why."
Yeah.
Where did you learn "and here's why"?
I don't know.
It's a good one, though. It makes you sound authoritative.
And that you know what you're talking about. Oftentimes we do not.
Yes, that is correct. All right, yeah. Coming up for you. This is interesting. So every kid in the world is going to prom right now, right? This is like prom season. Everybody's going. I thought it'd be interesting. It's Friday. It's effing Friday. What was your prom night like? What was your prom night like? We'll talk about that coming up next. Mason in Ireland, 710 ESPN. Wow. I'm genuinely touched. This was the Maumee High School prom theme in 1983. The great Kenny Rogers and Sheena Easton.
All right, can I admit something to you guys? I don't remember my prom night. I know I went.
Who was your date?
I don't remember.
You don't remember your
date? I don't remember anything, but well, I mean, it was
so
many years ago.
Did you go blotto?
Let's figure out how many years ago it was. It was 1981.
The year was 1981.
19 plus 23.
They had just invented electricity.
42 years ago. I don't remember what I had for lunch last year. You remember everything about your prom?
I remember my prom theme was a big deal. I was class president, and I was part of picking the prom theme, so there was a big debate about it. And
Bergman, do you remember your prom?
I do most of it. Some of it.
Like, you remember who you went with and everything?
Yeah, I went with one of my really good friends. Her name was Brooke Hirayashi.
Did you go as friends?
Yeah, we went as friends.
Okay.
And we hung out. We had a great time. We danced. We drank. We hung out.
Do you remember your prom theme song?
I think it was Time of Your Life.
What's popping into my head, but I could be completely
wrong. I could be
wrong
with that, though.
I think mine was Best of Times Sticks.
Oh, that's a good prom theme, Best of Times.
I think.
Okay, that's a good
call. But let me even look and see if that was possible. I don't even know what year that song came out.
I do know that my prom king was my best friend, John. Do I remember that?
Oh, really?
Yeah.
My girlfriend was the prom queen.
The prom?
The great Emily Weber. Shout outs. Do you say? Shout out to you, Emily.
I remember the homecoming king and queen. I don't remember the prom king and queen. The homecoming king and queen was... the homecoming king was a lock.
We didn't have a homecoming king. We had a homecoming queen.
Was this guy at my high school was the best looking kid in school.
Yep.
Was the quarterback of the football team and on the cover of 17 magazine when he was 17.
Game recognized game.
Yeah. It was an absolute domination by this guy in high school.
Yeah. That's crazy. Jorge, what do you remember?
I went with Erica, who was a soccer player from the girls' soccer team, obviously. And I just went because her boyfriend wouldn't want to go with her. And I didn't want to go to the prom to begin with.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the upcoming draft, the playoff intensity, and finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sports book bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPNpods. That's amazon.com/ESPNpods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
And she's like, "Hey, do you want to go just as friends?"
You're like me. Absolutely. I did those things, those big fancy events.
Exactly.
I'm like, it seems
Sadies,
like a lot of work.
Like
see,
like,
I was.
Yeah, no
we
thanks.
Had the gigantic limo with like 10 people in it, and
oh yeah, same here.
Everybody
yeah,
drank,
limo,
and we drank terrible stuff. Like we drank schnapps.
We had
Everclear,
Everclear, Mad Dog. I mean,
is
we were
prom still a big thing for kids now?
Why would it?
I assume so. Yeah. Yeah, prom is huge, I think. Yeah,
I remember
Bronny James just went to his.
Oh, did Bronny James just go to his prom?
No shirt on. Yeah, it was weird.
Just a blazer.
Yeah, just a blazer,
oh,
no
like
shirt.
Oh, like Cappy's going to go to the Mandy Awards with.
I do know that I had to drive to where we were staying, to the hotel.
Yep.
And this one kid urinated all over my car on purpose because he hated me.
Oh, really? That's
wait a minute.
An awful story.
That was me.
Wait, inside or outside?
I knew. Like no, outside. And then he took off all the emblems off my car.
Really?
Yeah, he took all of them off.
You have a case for vandalism.
It was. Yeah. And Mason was talking. Stop talking in the ear, Mason. I'm hearing all of it.
We can. The mic is on. The mic is on. Everything mutes in here.
You can't hear anything.
Yeah, when he's talking, when you talk, he can't hear you.
I couldn't hear anything. Yeah. John was trying to say something.
30 years in the business.
He still doesn't know what he's doing.
I know what I'm doing, and
just
here's why.
Just say it on the air. What do you want? No,
and here's why.
It's an F at Friday. Yeah. He knows exactly what he's doing.
So, no, I remember.
What were you asking him for? What do you want?
What were you asking?
I'm just playing We've Got Tonight again.
Because so that was so important.
This is, what year was this?
1983.
Okay.
The song came out in November of 19. What I remember about it, it was my first time.
Really?
Yeah. Prom night.
You get there earlier than me.
Yeah. Yeah. Prom night.
Wow.
It's a very special night. We've Got Tonight.
Would she agree?
I think she would say it was very, very special. We did it right. We did it right. All right, there you have it. There's your prom talk for today.
Too much information.
TMI. All right, let's do a quick. John, you're wrong about. I found so many things you're wrong about today. So, it's unbelievable.
So get in line.
Okay, so the 2026 Super Bowl is going to be at Levi's Stadium in, where is that?
Santa Clara.
And you've got an issue with this. Describe.
Okay. I think the Super Bowl, and it kind of already is, should be a giant party for the two teams that make it and their fans.
Right.
I think it's stupid, and I've always thought it's stupid, that we don't put it in a resort destination every single year. If I'm a Green Bay Packer fan and my team makes it to the Super Bowl, mm-hmm. I want to go to Miami. I want to go to L.A. I want to go to Las Vegas. I have no desire to go to Detroit. I have no desire to go to, one year it was at MetLife Stadium in New Jersey.
Yeah, one night it was.
It was in Jacksonville one year when it was freezing.
Minnesota at one point.
Yeah, I understand the need to spread the wealth. Like there are 32 NFL teams. Each team would love to host the Super Bowl because it comes with a lot of. But the way you get around that is you figure out an economic metric. How much money the Super Bowl brings into whatever city, and you divide it evenly between the 32 teams. So nobody's getting screwed financially. But you've got all these great stadiums now. You got SoFi. You've got Allegiant Stadium in Vegas. You've got Miami. Why not put it in a sunny, warm weather climate every single time? Like people love the Rose Bowl. Because you were an example of this. You were living in Ohio every year. You would turn on the TV. You'd be sitting in a 6 inches of snow.
Yep.
And you'd watch Ohio State play USC. And I'm convinced that people like young Steve Mason and others that live back east saw that every single year at the Rose Bowl and went, man, that's Camelot.
Right.
That's the greatest. Okay, so I would put the Super Bowl in a warm weather resort destination every single year. Matter of fact, if you wanted to rotate it, between Miami, Las Vegas, L.A., and throw in New Orleans every once in a while because that's a dome and you can party in New Orleans, I'd be totally okay with it.
Okay. I disagree with you, and here's why. Yes. All right. So, John, when you build a stadium, and by the way, these Super Bowl, I was at the last Super Bowl at Levi's Stadium.
Yeah,
it was fantastic.
Denver beat Carolina. Cam Newton, Peyton Manning.
Yeah, I was at that one, had a great time. Partying.
Yeah, O'Shea hooked you up.
Yeah,
right?
O'Shea gave us the tickets, yeah. So, and it was a great place to see the Super Bowl, beautiful stadium. But when you build a stadium, it's a partnership between a city and taxpayers and the stadium, right?
Right.
In most cases, taxpayers have either paid for a portion of the stadium, paid for the infrastructure.
Not
of the stadium.
So much anymore, but back in the day,
well,
yeah.
Like even I think SoFi.
Like at SoFi, no.
I think the
Kroenke paid for all of it. That was the big hang up with it in getting it built. Nobody wanted to put anything on the ballot, and Stan said, I'll privately finance it.
Right. If I owned the restaurant that is up the street from Levi's Stadium, one of the things, the economic impact of the Super Bowl is it helps so many small businesses all over the place,
right.
Whether it be restaurants or nightclubs or whatever that happens to be.
Right.
And so you're depriving a city of having that opportunity. I'm in favor of every new stadium hosting at least one Super Bowl. I don't want to go back to Detroit, but I'm glad they built a new stadium and they got the Super Bowl
once. Okay, so you want the Super Bowl to be in Cleveland?
If they build a new stadium,
no, they already
yes.
did. They have that new stadium they built when the Browns came back has never hosted a Super Bowl. They did a $100 million renovation of Soldier Field in Chicago. You want the Super Bowl in Chicago
yes.
in February.
In February.
When it is freezing cold.
Here's what I think is the truth of it.
You want it in Kansas City when it's cold.
A lot of people in the media want the Super Bowl to be in a friendly place, a warm weather.
Yeah,
like
a resort.
I've heard Stephen A. talk, I'm rooting for Miami because it's a better place for me to go.
Right.
Media people saying it's a better place for
me
to go.
Well, for fans, too.
But it's selfish, right? It's selfish.
Well, I'm a fan. I'd rather go to Miami than go to Chicago.
Juan was a fan of the Broncos, and we went to...
Northern
Santa
California
Clara and had a great time.
Santa Clara, you could probably convince me to put into the rotation because it's in California, but I do not want to go anywhere in the middle of the country. I don't want to go to Cleveland for the Super Bowl. I don't want to go to Cincinnati for the Super Bowl.
To the 110 million people.
You want to go to Pittsburgh for the Super Bowl?
Yeah, Pittsburgh is a
Philly,
beautiful town.
You know how cold that stadium
well, Philly,
is?
That place is kind of a dump.
Yeah, you want to go to Boston for the Super Bowl in February?
That's kind of a... I mean, honestly,
come on.
When you build a new stadium, part of the deal is you get a Super Bowl.
Yeah,
and
it doesn't
I'm okay
have to
with
be.
That.
Yeah, and
well, you're going to see fewer new stadiums because they're doing it in part because the economic impact on the city, on the town, on the businesses, on all those people that rely on that revenue. That's one of the reasons why you build a new stadium is for the bang that comes with hosting a Super Bowl.
So come up with an economic metric of how much money a Super
and
Bowl generates.
And give it
generates.
To every small business, every restaurant owner, every nightclub owner. How are you going to do that?
Well, what you do is you go there for a game during the regular season.
Right.
You see where the traffic flow is, and you come up with an economic impact report.
So you're going to subsidize small businesses, restaurants, Uber
Correct.
Drivers.
Correct.
Taxis. You're going to actually be in charge of subsidizing.
Bring it on. If the Super Bowl, because I think I'm going to be able to charge more money for tickets. I think I'm going to be able to get more people to go. And I think it's going to generate more revenue if I have it in a warm weather climate and I have no problem sharing the wealth. I want the experience. Like, I'll give you an example. The draft, the NFL draft, which has turned into a big event. They just announced the NFL draft in 2026. Is going to be in Green Bay.
That's fantastic.
It's crazy.
It's absolutely fantastic.
Why move it to...
Because it's the most historic site in the NFL.
Yeah, no
that
fans
draft,
are going to go.
That draft is going to be unbelievably well attended. You know how many people have never been to Soldier... Or have never been to Lambeau Field?
Yeah.
Tons. This is an opportunity to go and see the most...
It won't necessarily be in Lambeau Field. I mean...
But it'll be
in
the
somewhere where a lot of people can fit.
Yeah. I mean, I have no issue with that either. I mean... I mean, honestly, and that's...
Oh, there's something else. There's another one of these things that...
Right. You had a list of things you were bitching about.
But there's one that involves... No, there's one that involves the Dodgers that I think is the stupidest idea of the year.
Okay.
Maybe of the last 10 years, and I'll tell you what that is coming up.
And I will tell you why it's wrong. Mason Ireland, 710 ESPN.
Shut up, Mason.
He's not here yet, is he? Is that just...
I don't think he's here... At all.
I'm in a fight with Tyler over there.
Wait, what did he do?
Tell him why, Mace.
I'm
tell
not
him
sure
why.
What is...
What Tyler do? What Tyler does not seem like the fighting type.
Tell him why we're in a little bit of a tiff right now.
I forget. And here's why.
All right, can I get on my soapbox? Because I'm this... Bergman, I'm particularly interested in what you think of this.
Okay.
All right.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
This might be the stupidest idea of 2023.
There have been a lot of stupid ideas this year, John.
Alden Gonzalez, who writes for ESPN, wrote a story over the weekend that says he found out that next season, the Dodgers and Padres are expected to open the season, the regular season, these games count, with a pair of games in South Korea.
Love it.
They say that they won't be able to play early enough to return to the United States and get settled before the rest of the 28 teams start their seasons. So they're going to have
to... It'll be much earlier. That's normally the way they do this.
Right. So MLB has previously played season openers in Monterrey, Mexico, Tokyo, and Sydney. The Dodgers were involved in the Sydney one in 2014.
Yes, correct.
I remember.
All right.
Clayton Kershaw's never been the same.
This is my point. No, it's not.
No, it's not. He hurt his back.
He was out. He locked up on the flight.
I think he's won a Cy Young Award since then.
He's locked up on the flight on the way home and was out for 2 to 3 months. You no longer need to do this if you're baseball. The World Baseball Classic has taken the game global. The whole world knows what baseball is. It knows who the stars are. It knows where everything is. You do not need to grow the game with regular season games in South Korea. On top of it, I'm a Dodger fan. I love the Dodger-Padre games. We hate that team. They hate us. I don't want to give up two games in that series to South Korea. I got nothing against the South Koreans, but if they want to see American baseball, they can come here. We don't need to go there. I think this is a terrible idea. It puts the Dodgers behind the eight ball, and speaking as someone who traveled thousands and thousands of miles this year, got kneecapped out of every holiday, the Lakers were tired at the end of the year, it has an effect on your body and on your team. Greg, I hate this idea. Hate with all capital letters. I do not want to open the regular season in South Korea.
It would be great for the game, but I agree with John. And by the way, Mace, his back, that was the start of all of his back problems. Since then, that's when all of his back problems have started. And now,
so you're saying that he goes out, that trip to Australia
is where it started.
Clayton Kershaw for life.
No, well he still
since
was
then, a, I've
still,
seen him win a World Series.
No, ruined him for that season. You want to ruin the season in the first freaking
He goes
week?
Out for 2 months every year because
money,
of his back problems.
I get the whole reason behind it.
I don't like it either.
Dodgers want to expand their brand worldwide.
It's already there. Dodgers brand is worldwide.
You go to play there, you are expanding your brand. You're attracting new fans.
Fans are already attracted. Right, the Dodgers are the team of Hideo Nomo.
Well, that's a Japanese player, but okay.
But what they've had South Korea. They have Chan-ho Park.
There you go.
All right. I mean, they've had South Korean players.
Hyun-jin Ryu.
Right.
I mean, they've had Korean players.
People don't know who the Dodgers are?
I think the Dodgers want this game and want to expand their brand. Padres should, too.
Guarantee you, if you pulled the 25 players on the Dodger roster, 0 for 25 on whether or not they should take this trip. This is
Mark Walter,
he's a billionaire.
He's the owner.
He's a billionaire. He doesn't need any more money.
He wants more money. You're the one that says follow the money. Follow the money.
Until it puts me at a competitive disadvantage, Greg, which this trip will. This is a dumb idea, and they should get out of it.
I'm completely on your side. I never thought I would say that ever on this show, but I'm completely on John Ireland's side.
Time.
No, I don't.
You don't even.
I hate
you're
going
not,
over
you're
there.
Not a capitalist. You don't even care about the money.
I care about the in every way. It's life don't is don't think about branding. Life is about branding. You're saying
but,
don't
but Mace,
think
no,
about
no, no,
money.
No. Take away. Take away. I'm not asking about that. This doesn't have to do anything with what the Dodgers want. What do you think? Do you like them going over there? Don't think about the money. Don't think about that. Do you like it?
What's cool about it?
Cool. To play in another country, see another.
When every one of your players doesn't want to go. Every one of them.
We have no idea. You have no idea.
Find me one. Mookie Betts asked me one that said no. Mookie Betts came on and said, I'm not crazy about this idea. He did an in-game interview with Carl Ravage on Sunday
said,
Night Baseball.
He said, I do not want to go to South Korea.
He did.
That's a direct quote.
No,
Mookie Betts saying,
this.
I don't want to
he
go
said,
to
I'm
South
not
Korea.
A, he goes, I'm not a fan of opening the season over there, so I'll just have to get used to it because it's not up to me.
There you have it.
He doesn't want to go.
But that's him saying he doesn't want to go.
He doesn't. Mookie doesn't get any of that money.
No, Mookie doesn't.
Stop
Mookie's
saying the money.
What do you mean? That's what this is about.
But that's not the argument
it's
that
about
we're having.
Money, branding, the game worldwide. It's about all that stuff.
The game
there
doesn't need to be sold worldwide. The Dodgers are number one in attendance. They're number one in merchandising sales.
But
how much more money do they need?
More merch in South Korea.
This is
they
so
don't want
opposite.
To be the team of South Korea.
This is so opposite of where you normally are.
I'm the same with London. I'm the same with games going to London.
So okay, why?
I think there should be.
Why can't they go in the first week of February?
I don't know the answer to that.
Why do we have to have regular season games? This makes no sense.
First of all, put up a poll, Greg. Not the first time they've done it. They've done it with other teams. They did it this year.
No, they did it to the Dodgers in 2014 when they made them go to Sydney and Creighton Kershaw.
I think those were preseason games, I'm not mistaken.
No.
Are you sure the Australian games?
Open the season there, yep. For season
Australia.
Opener.
Australia was absolutely a real
game. Matter of fact,
against
MLB,
the Diamondbacks, they
played
counted
this year and where'd they play?
They didn't
this
do
year.
It. They didn't do it this year. No, they didn't. They've only done it seven times previously. Monterrey, 1999.
Monterrey, Mexico, right?
Tokyo in 2000, 04, 08, 12, and 19.
Yep.
And Sydney in 2014. And now they're going to do it in South Korea.
By the way, what year did they go to Australia?
2014.
2014. So Clayton Kershaw was 21-3 with a .77 ERA in 2013.
Yeah, and
no,
then
I'm
how
sorry.
Was he in 2014?
2013, he was 16-9 with a .83. 2014, he was 21-3 with a .77. 2015, he was 16-7 with a .213. There was no drop off in Clayton Kershaw.
His performance.
2 months
you're
of games.
He was never
no,
the same.
No,
you're
because
no,
we're
the same.
Saying you're not
you
listening.
Lost him for 2 months. You want to lose him for 2 months?
We always use Clayton.
And you lose him for
Kershaw
2 months
for
right
two
now.
Months.
Every year
all,
you lose him.
Correct.
How many times has he gone on that? How many times?
Mace. Your contention was he's never been the same.
Well, yeah. Because he goes on the IL every year because his back is injured.
He will always go on the DL. He's going to go on the DL again this year.
Oh, I know, but it started with the back issues in Australia.
Isn't he on it now, or is he? No, he's on the bereavement list.
Yeah, he's
now.
Off the bereavement list for tomorrow.
He goes on it since his back has been bad. That's where the back injury started.
Fell apart.
That
wasn't the same after Australia.
The only people that want this are the people lining their pockets. The Dodger fans don't want it. The Dodger players don't want it. 99% of the media doesn't. Want
not,
it except for you.
Are you not follow the money? You just said lining their pockets. That's what
they don't need the money.
Do. Owners do.
Mark Walter does not need more money.
Mark Walter will wind up selling a lot of merch in South Korea.
He sells a lot of it there now.
And Clayton Kershaw was absolutely the same after that injury.
This is a terrible idea. You'll never be able to convince me otherwise.
Of course not. Of course not. And you'll never be able to convince me of the other side.
Yeah, well, they're going.
Why. And here's why.
They've committed to it now.
And here's why. They're doing it.
I know. They are doing it.
All right. Coming up next for you is Game of Games. That was a good segment. I thought I'd get fired up right before the weekend.
There you go. And I can go drink.
Woo-woo! All right.
Get the big ice cubes.
I will. What are you waving your hand?
My game.
Shut up, Mason.
Jorge's game today.
Jorge, and he actually wrote it. He made a point of telling me before the show
John,
that the game,
game
is complete. Because I gave him so much crap when he mailed it in the last time.
Yeah, you really did.
Actually, your last game was good. It was two times ago where you mailed it.
Two times ago was the worst game we've ever had.
Yeah, matter of fact, didn't we stop? I think it's the only time
we quit Game of Games
because your game was so friggin' bad.
Spell aardvark.
And then another time you pawned it off on Laura.
That's the one. Here, you read it.
All right,
so you threw her under the bus
because
you knew you would get killed if you read it.
It's Jorge's game today. Currently, the score in Game of Games has me trailing, even though I have 10,000 mythical dollars on myself. So I really need a win badly. The current score is Ireland leading in what is certainly an upset. He's won eight times. Got 8 points in the month of May.
Yeah, I don't think.
Just take my 10,000 mythical dollars now. I've only won three times. It would have to be a clean sweep.
You can do it. Yeah, but I texted you last night. I took your game off the board. So it's my game today, or Jorge's game today, my game Monday, or Tuesday, and Sedano's going to do Wednesday, and that's the month.
Got a chance.
I might be able to lock it up today.
Need all
Yeah,
of
you might.
You would lock it up with a win. All right, Game Games is coming up next for you. Mason, Ireland, 710 ESPN.
It Friday.
Here we go. It is a Friday Game of Games, and we are joined by both Shadano and Cappy. What's up, guys?
Friday.
Oh, Mace, I have never, you and I have, you know, formed the alliance many, many years ago, but I have never agreed more with John over the last hour and a half than I have today.
Can I tell you something?
Yeah.
I decided I was going to take the other side of every issue today. Just like because that. I was effing around. It's Eff It Friday. Could care less where the Dodgers play their opener next year.
Yeah, the Super Bowl stuff. Yeah, I mean, so many things that John was right about today.
Yes. You know, he'll come around eventually.
And I was
taking
the other side,
because that's what we do here. Those are my hot takes of the week.
All right, Jorge, what do we got?
Okay, so my game is going to be Name Is Your Buzzer.
Okay.
And it's called Common Text Abbreviations. We talked about this earlier with Momo, like NFA means not for error. Exactly. Right. So things like this.
Okay.
All right, here's the first one. TMI. Greg.
Too much information.
Too much information.
No way, man. Yes. That was me.
No way. I definitely was in. How much delay am I in?
You have no delay.
Sonata minus one. Okay, here we go.
Here's the next one.
Mason.
Sonata.
LOL is laugh out loud.
No, let me finish.
No, okay, so he's out.
Sedano's in. Now Sedano.
Go.
Wait a second. What did you say?
You buzzed in. Do you want to guess?
Laughing my ass off.
No.
All right. So Greg, me, and Cappy are still alive.
Let me finish it.
Okay.
LMK.
Greg.
Ireland.
Greg.
Let me know.
Yeah.
Greg's up. Choose it.
Here's the next one. NVM.
Mason. Sedano.
Cap.
Mason.
Never mind.
Damn it.
Okay. Mason's got one.
Ready?
Yeah.
BYOB.
Mason.
Ooh, Sedano.
Oh.
Bring your own beer.
Yeah, bring your own beer.
Damn.
JK.
Mason.
Mason.
Jack.
Ireland.
No, Greg.
No, wait.
I think it's Cap.
It was Mason and Greg.
Yeah, because it goes by order.
It goes by order, yeah.
But Sedano was in after.
Okay, Greg, go ahead.
No, wait, but Sedano was in before Greg.
Yes, exactly.
No, is that the same? We were at the same time, John.
No, I'm ruling in favor of
Sedano. I should get my plus one back.
Yeah, no, you're at zero now.
You're at zero. Congratulations.
You got one right.
So the JK.
Just kidding.
Yeah.
Exactly. So who are we giving that to?
Me. I said Greg.
Just kidding.
Give it to Greg.
I'll give it a cap.
It's Jorge's game.
That's fair. Cap is fair.
All right, here we go.
TGIF.
Mason.
John.
Thank God it's Friday. Okay, so let me give a score update.
That was
Bergman. Bergman has
John.
Bergman has two. Mason, Ireland, Kaplan have won. Sedano's back at zero.
Congratulations, George.
Okay, here we go.
TBH.
Greg.
To be honest. RN.
Greg. Sedano.
Greg.
Right now.
Wait, I think because Greg's in the room with him.
That sounds like a complaint.
Can you see minus one for John.
Minus one for John. That sounds like a complaint.
I didn't complain. I said, I think it's because, this isn't a complaint, I think it's because Greg's in the room.
No, you're complaining that you're not getting
it. All I did was ask for what kind of delay I have. How is that a complaint?
All right.
He did it again.
Here we go.
All right, minus one for me, minus one for Sedano. I'm back at zero.
No, Sedano's just talking about the last one.
Why did I get another minus one?
We're complaining about me complaining.
Hey, at least my game is good.
All right, go ahead.
All right, BRB.
Sedano.
Ireland.
Mason.
Cap. I was in there.
It was Sedano next. If you don't get it.
I don't have it.
All right.
Sedano. Be right back.
Okay.
Now Sedano's at one.
BTW.
Mason.
By the way.
All right, Mason's got two.
LOL.
Sedano.
Laugh out loud.
All right, Sedano's got two.
SMH.
Mason.
Shaking my head.
All right, wait a minute. Mason has tied it. So now it is Bergman 3, Mason 3, Sedano 2, Cap 1. Wait. I had minus 1, so I'm back to 0.
Wait, is my mic working? Hello.
Complaining. Hello. 0.
Oh, complaining.
Cap down to 0.
Right. Does this thing work?
Cap's at 0. Go ahead, all
right. TTYA. Greg.
Talk to you later.
Bergman's got the lead.
HME.
Cap. Sedano.
Cap.
Doesn't matter. I didn't hear it. I guess I'm going to talk to you first.
Who was next? Greg? Greg was it?
No. HMU.
Greg.
Hit me up.
Bergman's pulling away.
IMO.
Mace.
Greg.
Mace.
In my opinion.
All right, 5-4. But it's a two-horse race now.
WYD.
Mace out.
Mason.
What? Why Cap, you're out.
No, it's Cap was next.
Cap.
If he's out, then it's Greg. How many you got left, Jorge?
Oh, there's 40 of these.
Oh, okay. Cap, you can go.
Again, I didn't hear it. I just said
Greg.
Greg. Say it again, Jorge.
WYD.
Greg. What are you doing?
Yeah, what are you doing?
What are you doing?
Oh, that's true.
Greg is wrong.
That goes to Cappy.
No, Cappy already missed it, so it goes between John or Sedano, so whoever goes first there.
John.
Sedano.
What are you doing? Hey, I'm back to one.
IDK.
Greg. Sedano.
Ireland.
I don't know. All right, I got two now.
Oh, I
got
to be careful with this one. Oh, you guys got to be careful with this one. Yeah. I'll just skip it. TBA.
Greg. Sedano.
Mason.
To be announced.
Oh,
okay, 5-5 between Bergman and Mason.
FOMO.
Mason. Sedano.
Mason.
Fear of missing out.
How is that
Mason has the lead. Wait, wait, hold on. George, what'd you say?
Nothing. No, he doesn't.
Oh, yeah. Give it to him, Johnny.
All right, go ahead, Jorge.
GTG.
Greg, right, Sedano.
Sedano.
Gotta go.
Gotta go.
All right, Sedano's got three.
POV.
Greg, Sedano.
Mace.
Point of view.
Point of view.
All right, Mason's got seven.
WTF.
Greg, Sedano.
Mason. Greg,
what the S?
Exactly.
You're
not even coming.
Mason's got eight.
Hold on. Where am I? Okay, here we go. FAQ.
Greg, Sedano.
Greg.
Frequently asked questions.
There you go.
All right, now it's Mason eight. Bergman six. Everybody else is playing for third.
AKA Johnny Greg. I picked up my ball, Johnny I got a
Greg,
triple bogey.
Greg,
I picked
Greg,
up my ball.
Greg.
AKA Greg.
Greg, also known as.
Okay,
8-7, Mace. All right, let's do this. Five just more. Do a showdown between Mason and Bergman.
All right, here
fine.
We go.
Okay, here
I'll
we go.
Do it.
All right, five more. Here we go.
Here we go. ASAP.
Greg.
Mason. Greg.
As soon as possible.
Uh-huh. All right, the game is now tied 8-8. Four more.
DIY.
Mason. Greg.
Mason.
Do it yourself.
Do it yourself.
All right, 9-8, Mace, three more.
FYI.
Mason. Greg.
Mason.
For your information.
Oh, okay.
10-8, Mason, and only two left. Mason gets this, it's over.
NSFW.
Greg.
Mason. Greg.
Not safe for work.
Oh, Greg got
right.
it. Yep.
One more. You need this to force the tiebreaker, Greg.
Here we go. OMW.
Greg.
Mason.
Greg.
What was it, Jorge?
OMW.
On my way.
On
my
way.
Oh.
We're tied.
It is tied.
Can I just ask for a point of information?
Judges.
Yes.
Was
a hint may have been given.
Here's the challenge.
I did not ask for the hint.
The challenge is that
I got four more. They're simple. They're real simple.
Well, right now the other ones. Yeah, but these are tied. It's a tiebreaker situation.
I'm not going to complain. I will just friggin' yield.
I didn't say anything. I was thinking.
No penalty. Whoever gets this wins.
Okay.
Pick a good one.
Here we go. AMA.
Greg.
Mason.
Greg.
Ask me anything.
Boom! Bergman wins.
Let's go. No, complain. On that last one, Bergman.
What a comeback.
On that
what a
last
goddamn
one,
comeback.
You didn't know the answer. Then he gave the
That's
full
right.
question, and then you jumped in.
I didn't ask
answer.
For that. I didn't ask for
you
that.
Didn't know
it wasn't my fault. That wasn't my
complaining,
fault.
Complaining, Mason. The game's over. I lost. It
doesn't matter.
Take away
now you lost my
assist.
I didn't ask for it, though. That's not my fault. That's not my fault.
That's right.
All right,
doesn't
you know
matter.
What we have here? It's like an inquiry at the racetrack.
Yes, yes that's
but
right.
It was
right.
not my fault.
I got five
I was,
more.
It was
mine.
It was mine. No.
Five.
It's over.
Right.
It's over.
Five.
I won.
No,
stop
I
it.
Really
no. It's over. I won. It's over. It's won. It's over.
Just treat this like the tiebreaker
really
after the game.
For fun.
All right, here's
I can't hear anybody. So it's F-U-B-A-R.
I got it. Sedano.
Beyond recognition.
Sedano.
Bleeped up beyond recognition.
Bleeped up?
What does it mean?
F'd up.
Well, F, yeah, F'd up.
Laura, what does it mean?
Did you say F-U-B-A-R?
Yeah.
Fubar.
F-U-B-A-R.
F'd up beyond recognition.
No, there's no A in there. You don't have an A.
Yeah, there's no A.
Yes, A.
F-U.
No, Sedano didn't have the A.
A-R.
All recognition.
Oh, yeah.
All right, what does it mean, Laura?
It means direct one.
Beyond all recognition.
I think that's
all recognition.
I think the new Schwarzenegger show, which is apparently terrible, is named Fubar.
Oh, is it?
Yeah. Yeah, apparently it's awful.
How about DM?
Direct DM?
Message. Direct movement. Message. There you
yeah.
go.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
That makes up for it.
Oh, you said DM. I thought you said DM.
TBT. What's TBT? TBT.
Turn back time.
To be determined.
Throwback Thursday.
Oh,
throwback
Thursday.
Yeah.
Throwback
Thursday.
No, to be determined would be a D.
TBD.
Yeah.
Good
Jorge,
game,
you, are you proud of that game today, Jorge?
Oh, of course.
Should be.
Yeah.
That was a rapid fire game.
Yeah, energized the crowd. I like that.
It was very spirited.
There had to be a delay there.
Yeah.
Minus one next time Sedano plays.
Yeah, you're starting out at minus one.
I agree, George.
All right, so Bergman.
19 milliseconds.
Bergman, I have eight. Bergman,
we're all yelling our name that hurt.
Bergman, how many do you have?
I have six now.
Okay, so you can not only catch me, you can beat me if you win both games. So Tuesday is my game. I can't even win.
Right.
Well, can
so you
Mason
could
win?
Tie me. And then Sedano's game on Wednesday will decide it. How many does Mason have?
Mason has three. He's out. Everybody else
Five,
is out.
Okay.
Me
oh,
out.
Mason.
Right, so you're in the role of
Take
spoiler.
My $10,000 Screw that. Another
now,
month
Bergman,
wasted.
Do we get his? Does the winner get his $10,000?
No, he bet on himself, so he loses out. Everybody okay. else, we just get $10,000.
You know what
for
I say, Ireland? Always bet on yourself. Always bet on yourself. I guess unless I'm, it's me.
All right, hey, it's time for Super Crosstalk. All right.
It's 11.
All right, Pepe Mantilla has weighed in with his own abbreviation.
Okay.
See if any of you guys can get this.
Okay.
YFTT. Anybody have a guess?
Wow, I don't know about that.
YFTT.
You forgot to
Y-F-T-T.
Close. You forgot the tortillas.
See, if it would have been YFLT, you forgot Los Tortillas, I would have gotten that.
Yeah, there you go.
Of course you would have with your... Mm-hmm. Your knowledge of the language
That
I hear displayed on a daily basis.
You like that Spanish, huh,
Mace? Oh, yeah, I love that. I love your version of Spanish. Is always entertaining.
Yeah.
Mason, I went to, I took the kids today after they had early dismissal today because of Memorial Day weekend or whatever.
Nice.
And I took them to one of your spots. I took them to Islands for lunch today.
So you mean to tell me now your son is officially an island boy?
Island boy. Yeah.
He's an island boy.
Islands is a bet. Now, did you get the cheddar fries with the ranch dressing?
We did not. We got the spinach dip, and then I got, no, I didn't get the big wave. I got the Maverick burger. Have you ever had that?
No, I have not had that.
Is that the one with chili?
No, I didn't get the one with the chili because that would cause heartburn. But the I got it's basically like a bacon burger with like the crispy onion like ring style stuff.
Those crispy, yeah, I know.
Yeah, those like onion strings.
The most important thing: did you allow them to get hula pie?
No hula pie.
The big mud pie.
Yeah, no hula pie because, look, to be honest, they already eat enough dessert around this place.
There
so
you go.
We skip that.
Yeah, I love the Islands. I think it's a classic L.A. restaurant.
It was slammed. I mean, just slammed for lunch. It was crazy.
Which one did you go to?
The one in Torrance.
Okay.
Yeah.
On PCH.
I love those cheddar fries, and then you just dredge them in that ranch dressing.
The ranch dressing is good.
Yeah. Mm. Yeah.
Good.
Well, that sounds like I'm going to need like my cholesterol medication like right away, you know?
I hadn't had a big burger like that in a while. It was delicious.
Finished the whole thing like a man?
I did. Yeah.
Really took it down, huh?
But I didn't have very many of like the fries or any of that stuff. I had a little bit of the spinach dip that we ordered early, but that was it.
It's freebie night for me. I can eat anything I want.
Oh, yeah?
Oh, yeah.
I did an extra hardcore workout, though, today, knowing that I would go to Islands. Today,
I argued especially a lot to burn off calories today. So I think now I can eat anything.
Really? It was all that passion about the Dodgers not going to Korea?
I cannot tell you how worked up I am about it. But it was fun. It was a fun segment.
It was fun fake outrage.
We used to do a bit called Crossfire where we would argue to the death over the stupidest crap in the world. And
the most spirited ones we ever had was who is better at Crossfire?
Who is better at Crossfire?
Oh, that's funny.
Yeah, it was really good.
Was the ice thing real or not real for you, Mason?
The ice thing, I am outraged.
That
is an outrage. I do not the pebble ice.
The pebble ice is good, though.
The pebble ice, if I want pebble ice, I'll go to Coffee Bean and Tea Leaf.
Well, you can go right there to the office. Ice there.
What, can you catch me up? Because the ice at our office is comparable.
That's the pebble ice.
Right.
Yes.
That is comparable to the ice that you get at Chick-fil-A, and that ice is fire. You understand what I just said there, Mace?
The pebble ice is fire.
Correct.
No, the pebble ice is not fire. I like chipped ice.
Why chipped ice?
Better. Like Starbucks uses now. Like, I don't understand.
No, I know, but why? Why do you like it so much?
It holds the flavor more.
No,
it does?
Yeah, chipped ice holds the flavor more.
Says
no.
Who?
No, no,
me.
The pebble ice.
You
the pebble ice is
reason.
Better for chewing. The pebble ice just gets nice and soft, and you go...
Right, do you chew the ice?
Yeah, I do. I'm an ice chewer.
Okay, then pebble, to Cappy's point, pebble ice is better for
chipped
that.
Chipped ice is way better.
Mm. Chipped ice makes more noise.
Here's my question. Why would they change it? Why would they mess with their customers? Why would they mess with their brand? Their brand has been chipped ice for the last 30 years. Why all of a sudden is this happening?
My guess is, like you always say... Money.
I think Big Ice is involved in this.
Big Ice.
Really? Like Big Pharma? This is Big Ice, right?
We talked about this last week, guys. We talked about this last week. They're implementing the machines because it's cheaper and the it'll generate the ice and the workers can not worry about it.
Right. It'll just be faster to get ice.
We're not sure what Tyler does except occasionally answer a random question.
There you go. Yeah. So I'm with John. Big cube, that's for adults, right?
Yeah,
there.
The big cube in the drink is nice, but it's not nice for every drink.
But if you're gonna have like any like a Scotch whiskey or even like a nice añejo tequila or even a reposado, to be honest with you,
an old fashioned is great with the big ice cube. Yeah. But for a margarita, I want smaller.
No, that I could understand. Yeah. It's got to be like a drink that you're going to have just on the rocks. I would prefer to have a big cube.
I'm really jonesing for a drink right now.
Really?
Yeah.
I mean, you're almost there.
You are back. You are back on the wagon.
I am back. No, off the wagon.
Oh, you're back off the wagon?
I'm off the wagon.
Oh, you're
off the
wagon.
Is that off? Off is when you're back on?
Yeah, off is when you're back on, and on is when you're back off.
So wait, when you're not drinking, you say to people, I'm on the wagon.
Correct.
And when you are drinking, you say to people, I'm off the wagon?
I've fallen off the wagon. Yes.
Okay, so you're not back on the wagon.
Anyway, generally speaking, this is not, I have no, that's my understanding of the way it goes. So you're on the wagon or you're off the wagon. When you're off the wagon, you're drinking. When you're on the wagon, you're not.
Okay.
I used to be California sober, and then I gave that up. I'm like, screw that. I'm going to be American sober. I just drink boat, drink and smoke.
Okay, so American sober is drink booze and smoke weed. That's American sober.
Right.
But do you drink and smoke on the same day?
Of course. I do on occasion. Like,
not on occasion. Come on.
I will get droned.
That's a lot, I feel
like. I
will
get droned from time to time.
Droned?
Yeah. Droned.
That's what it's called when you're
drunk and stoned.
No, I don't think that's what
it's
called.
We came up with that actually not that long ago.
Yeah, you guys did come up with
that. Isn't it called like turnt?
I don't think I know. What did you say, Tyler?
I think, come on.
Tyler, say, you have a microphone. Just say it out loud. You're a big boy. You're on the radio.
Crossfaded is what they call it.
Crossfaded.
Crossfaded.
Oh, yeah, there it
is.
Crossfaded.
Yeah.
Crossfaded.
Yeah, crossfaded. I'll be that tonight.
Are you going to be that tomorrow night when we go get some schnitzel?
Schnitzel. Everybody's here. Who's with me? Schnitzel, everybody.
Shidano, you want schnitzel?
No, I'll pass.
Laura, no schnitzel
Laura
for Shidano.
Her head, no. Bergman already said
Gracias.
No.
I've already said no, unless we're playing 36 hours of
Monopoly. Jorge was a pass. Tyler's in.
I'm in.
If it were any other
Ireland,
night.
You in for
I know.
Schnitzel?
Yeah, I'm with John.
Yeah.
Yeah. Cappy, you and me. And
yeah.
Tyler.
And Tyler.
Yeah.
We're going out for schnitzel.
We'll teach him a little radio.
Greg, you want some discouraging news?
Thanks, Mace.
Oh, uh-oh. I can't wait.
Noah Syndergaard.
Out again?
No.
No, pitching.
The opposite of what you said. Can't get an out again.
Oh, already?
They've already scored two runs.
Oh, God.
And there are no outs in the bottom of the first.
Oh, well, the end of the first has happened.
Ladies
okay,
and
good.
Gentlemen,
so,
our number three starter, Noah Syndergaard.
Yikes.
Oh, that's terrible.
Hey, by the way, you guys see the Cardinals released, just flat out released DeAndre Hopkins?
Oh, my God. Yeah. I couldn't believe it. It was crazy.
Yeah, I mean, and
they tried to trade him. They couldn't get a deal for him.
So, you know, they have to take a $22 million dead cap hit.
Damn.
For doing that. I mean, that's he's 30. That's a really good receiver for somebody.
Yeah.
I mean, if he goes to the Eagles, forget about it. I mean, they'll be an overwhelming favorite to win.
Could
the Super
they not
Bowl.
Trade him? Like, I don't even.
They did.
How
they
is that
tried.
Not possible?
They tried to trade him.
Is he because he's hurt?
No, it's because he didn't want to be there. And I think the other.
Oh, and everybody knew.
Yeah.
Right.
Knew he yeah. wasn't going to be there. Yeah,
right.
Should have tried to trade him to the Raiders.
Well, he could now. He can go anywhere he wants.
I'm just saying the Raiders have what seems like a disgruntled veteran wide receiver.
Right.
You know, maybe they could have made a trade.
I'm not sure the Raiders aren't tanking.
Oh, I said that yesterday. They're going to be terrible. They're going to get Caleb. They're trying to get Caleb, I think.
No, we're getting Caleb.
No, the Rams are too good.
Rams are good.
Mason, the Rams are going to be
gonna
like
win
500.
Six, seven games.
Name yeah. the fourth best player.
On the Rams?
Yes. Their fourth best player. After
it doesn't
the,
matter.
After
they have
the
good
three,
coaching.
There's nobody.
They have good coaching. They'll win more games this year. Trust me. As long as
That's
they're relatively healthy.
Is it Cam Akers?
Yeah, it's probably
is
Cam
Is Tyler
Akers.
Higbee still there?
Tyler Higbee is still there, I think. Yeah.
Yeah, that's a good question.
But it's all rookies and undrafted free agents.
Yeah, they got rid of even the kicker and the punter they got
rid
of. Oh,
yeah, I mean, the entire secondary, unrecognizable. The defensive line, aside from Aaron Donald, never heard of any of them. I mean, they're really...
Yeah, but honestly, how many guys have you actually heard of along those
lines?
Well,
I used to know all the secondary. They're all gone. All the guys, I mean, Taylor Rapp and Jordan Fuller and all these guys that I've been following for a few years are all gone. They just decided we're going to go with rookies and undrafted free agents.
That doesn't always mean it's going to be a bad season, though.
Oh, it's going to be a bad season. And by the way, if you look at their schedule, they're likely to come out of the box 1-4
yeah,
and then
the
2-7.
It's the back end of the schedule you need to worry about because I can see him being 1-7 after 8 games. Yes. But then look at the back end of the schedule. There's a lot of wins in there.
Yeah, they're going to get off to a bad start.
They're the Chargers and this is preseason. Sorry. So Seattle, I think Seattle takes a step back this year.
Still pretty good, and they're on the road, right?
That's the Niners, obviously. The Bengals, the Colts. That's a win.
The Colts is the win.
Okay. No, I got them at 2 wins already. Eagles, okay. Cardinals, that's 3 wins. Steelers are pretty good this year.
I'm not sure the Cardinals aren't better than the Rams.
Yeah,
No way.
I've got them. I've got them. Seattle.
The Cardinals will be the worst team in the league.
At Seattle is a loss. Home. What's their first home game?
So I got them 3 wins already through week 6.
Right.
I think you're being very optimistic. But, I mean, we're going to find out. I think you're being optimistic.
Green Bay's going to stink. That's a win.
Is Green Bay going to stink?
I think this Jordan Love kid he stinks.
The other thing is...
I'm not ready to judge Jordan Love yet. I'd like to see a little bit.
Let me tell you something. If he was good, they would have shipped off Aaron Rodgers and they could have gotten more for him a couple years ago.
Right, but remember, guys, Matthew Stafford gets hurt a lot. So
that's predicated on health, right?
Right. So,
but if they're healthy, I got them at 4-5 already at the bye week.
Well, you're extremely optimistic.
Okay.
Because I got them coming out of the box 2-7.
I mean, Cleveland? Sorry, Linz. I mean, come on.
Yeah.
Cleveland. By the way, Sedano, changing subjects. I think Miami's in real trouble. I think Boston's going to be the first team
from 0-3. They win. I had them heating 6 originally, so I'm
Yeah, I think
I'm
they're winning tomorrow. I'm with you, George. I think they're winning tomorrow.
But if Gabe Vincent doesn't play.
He's questionable right now.
And
But so is Brogdon.
Tyler Herro ain't coming back. Victor Oladipo ain't coming back. I mean.
Well, Oladipo's not. But Herro was shooting the other night.
Yeah, we'll see. I just have a bad feeling. I think Boston.
I mean, look, they're definitely like depleted from an injury perspective. That's for sure. But I don't know. I think they're going to win on Saturday.
Me too. I'm with you. I got mythical money on it, George. And you know,
I heard you.
Rolling.
That's the one thing I agreed with you on.
I've been rolling on the mythical money thing lately.
Well, you hit like a 30-17 parlay or something,
yes.
Right?
5-leg parlay.
I've been begging him for years to do parlays, and now he's finally listening.
$280,000.
It's an easy way to lose all your money, though.
Hey, Cappy, do you have your Mandy's thing done yet?
My Mandy's outfit?
Yeah.
No, I intended yesterday, Mace, to do some modeling for Sedano.
Oh, really?
And show him a couple of things that I had in mind, because I'm really trying to cultivate a certain look this year.
Like
for
what
the
kind of look?
Think 21-year-old first overall pick in the NBA draft kind of look. You know what I'm saying?
Like baggy pants, bright colored suit kind of thing?
Something that doesn't require a shirt, you know? Like something that's like a jacket with pants that are kind of just a little below my knees. No shirt.
Oh, so shorts.
Capri pants.
Capris.
Maybe a capri-ish kind of a thing. I need some ice. I need a lot of ice around my neck.
Ice.
And some big letters. And then, like, some really cool sunglasses. So I'm working on trying to be the exact opposite of what I currently am in life.
Mm. I'm mine is set now. I got to go to the tailor, but mine is set. I got 2 words for you. Purple shoes.
Purple shoes.
Yeah.
All right, then.
That's what I'm talking about. Purple shoes. Cappy, I'm sure you will be memorable. My goal is to be memorable.
Oh, well, Cappy, by the way, ran a bit by me today.
Oh, yeah. What was it?
I can't tell you.
Oh, is it going to happen?
I don't know, Cappy.
Is it one of those wacky forced radio bits?
No, he's talking about something for the Mandy's, I think.
No, it is sort of something for the Mandy's. And
right, it's to try to win bit of the year.
Oh, it's a wacky radio bit?
Mm-hmm.
But you don't have a lot of time to execute.
Yeah, you got
to
do it,
I don't know if I can pull it off.
Yeah,
in
you
time.
Got it 5 days, basically.
Yeah, you
got
to go.
What's the last day?
Wednesday.
Okay. Wednesday's the last day of voting.
But you probably have to do it on Tuesday so you can give people a day to vote.
Yeah.
So the next show, Cap, Tuesday.
It is an interesting, I'll tell you this, John and Mace, it is definitely one of those I was like, oh, okay, all right then.
Whose idea was it?
It was his.
Cappy's
I don't know if
idea.
It was his. He texted to me.
Well,
so,
was
it yours?
It must be Cappy's idea.
Well, then, George, I went and started to do some of the digging to see if it could get done. It can get done, George.
Oh.
It can get done. I spoke to the subject matter.
Okay.
And that... Well, what she said was...
There would need to be some collaboration is what Cappy needs for this to be pulled off.
Because here's what's odd about this. So on the... if you go and vote for the Mandy Awards, one of the bits for Bit of the Year is me running in my underwear through the building. Cappy has that you can vote for,
like an open-ended
whatever he might do.
Yeah, yeah.
Which to me seems.
It's rigged for Cappy.
It is rigged for Cappy.
Well, right. So it's
true. Which, by the way, the only award I care about, the only one that means a damn thing to me.
Are the only ones that you win?
No.
Vote for the Mason and Ireland show.
The show of the year. That's what we want. Show of the year. And you guys take all. I anticipate you guys having a table full of Mandy's.
I hope that Sliwa and Travis and Sliwa.
Me too.
I predict Travis and Sliwa are the big winners.
I'll tell you. I think Travis.
Cappy did say that to me yesterday in our show, in our little show meeting in Lindsay's office.
I offer a full throated endorsement of Travis Rogers for Man of the People.
A what?
Full throated endorsement.
What does that mean?
Means I'm fully in favor of it. You've never heard that expression?
Never once.
Never once?
Full-throated?
No. Yeah.
Yeah, it means at your highest level of volume and enthusiasm.
Oh.
Full-throated, meaning produced and expressed with the full power of the voice, loud and powerful.
Nice.
Excellent use of the word full-throated, actually.
You know, maybe Travis is the man of the people. I had a
new
person.
You won it last year.
Yeah, I don't know how I won that.
Well, because Beto took you to East L.A. That's
by the way, Beto, a potential Man of the People winner.
Well, he's campaigning. He's the person that you should vote for.
He's campaigning for it. I can
is
tell
he
you
campaigning?
That. Big
he's,
time.
I mean, he legitimately is the Man of the People.
He calls himself the Man of the People.
He gets, I think he gets Moment of the Year, the big home run he hit in softball game. He
did you see
that.
The video? The video the stuff he's been doing?
No.
He actually did a really cool one with the organist from Dodger Stadium, and then he had done a previous one with the mariachi band that goes to Dodger Stadium. It's pretty cool stuff that he's been doing on the social channels.
Is he campaigning for an award, or is he just promoting the show?
No, he calls himself Man of the People. He's like, yo, everybody, hey, I'm the Man of the People. I'm out here in right field at Dodger Stadium, and I'm standing there with this guy, and he's telling the story, and he's doing like some really good content, but he's definitely referring to himself as the Man of the People.
He is a Man of the People. There's no question about that.
Indeed.
I would never dispute that.
I agree.
All right, when
and I went to go get some tacos down at Jason's Tacos on the east side down in Whittier, you know, Whittier Boulevard, he was like, hey. When he showed up, Jason was like, hey, Beto, hey. And I was like, hey, what about me? And he's like, I don't know who you are.
Yeah. By the way, did you get the menu for Michael Thompson's party?
I did. He sent me a video of it.
A video of it, yeah.
I haven't gotten that.
You know how I responded. What do you need me to bring?
Mm-hmm.
Right, right. And well, he wrote to me when he sent the video, he said, but no Cuban sandwiches.
Can I get it? Can I see it?
You're not invited.
I'm not. In there. I'm clearly not.
No, you
invited.
Are, because I told you. He told me to send it to you, so I did.
All right. Hey, listen, guys, I got a bar stool waiting for me. So
Watering hole. Yes.
My watering hole. I'm going to let you guys go.
Oh, the Rays got a runner in scoring position again.
Oh, God. Noah Syndergaard.
Syndergaard.
All right. Ireland, great seeing you, man. Have a good weekend. Everybody have a great weekend. Coming up next for you, Shedano and Cappy here on 710 ESPN.